obey the order that the Rendry gave to run well. So they throw them over the fence in a special way. Adrilu. So it's only if they threw the rams over the fence for the purpose of stealing, of keeping them. But suppose they threw the rams over the fence, on the contrary, they didn't want to conceal the rams. But let's say they are afraid that somebody will catch them. They saw someone walking behind them. So they are afraid that somebody will catch them in the act. So the melee, they throw it over the fence into the courtyard of the owner. They don't want to be caught. So since they threw it over the fence into the courtyard of the owner, so they don't care. Let it suffer a physical volume or not. So the melee, there we have to be chayshish. V'hanem melee, the adrinu machmas here. When do we say that we have to be chayshish? If they threw it into the courtyard of the owner, machmas here, because they are afraid maybe they'll be caught. So they decided to return the rams to the owner. So then they throw it at random. They don't care what kind of a fall will take place as a result of their throwing of the rams over the fence. But avo machmas tshuve, in other words, if the ganovim, the tshuve, and because of that, they want to return the rams, so then they are very particular that they should return the rams to the owner in such a way that the owner will still be able to use them. So they are, and since they know how to throw rams over the fence so that they shouldn't get hurt, so they certainly did it that way. Alright. The gambe gambe. Mashlichanis on mylon because lachot al neif norets. Amasnai. Al masneim neifin. Vine pochin al gabon. She is parko chul yeseir. Adrinu. Derech le mylon min a keisel. Is vaid vada chashino. De luich paslu kol hechadinov. I suppose that those Ganovim, so they took, before they came Ganovim, so they took a number of lessons in karate, so they knew exactly how to throw a behemoth to the ground without the behemoth suffering serious injury. Omar Avyuda Mara, Hiko al Reisho, Behol Cholo Kilap is Novo, Al Znovo Behol Cholo Kilap Reisho, Kineget Kol Hashet Rekulo, En Chei Shishim Mishim Risuke Ivar. That if someone struck with the cane over the head of the behemoth, and that makil, the cane, went all the way up to the znovo, up to the tail, al znovo v'hol cholo klapi reisho, the cane went all the way up to the reisho, and it was the cane hit him in such a way that the cane, the stake, was coextensive with the spinal cord. So he are still not cheshish. Maybe the internal organs were shattered. Maybe the spinal cord and another kind of a basic internal organ was severely injured. We're not cheshish. So why? Because most of the time, if you hit a behemoth or over the whole goof, it does not result in a serious injury of the internal organs. But we show him chutre apalgedigabe. But so if the stick was not coextensive, did not extend over the whole spinal cord, but it ended in the middle of the shoulder, so then it might injure. Then we anticipate the possibility that it injured. And then viz bekitre, suppose the stick is not smooth. It has certain, sometimes it has like projections coming out. So if that kind of a stick was used in striking the behemoth, so then there is a good possibility that there was an injury to the spinal cord. Hashin, v'imoche apaske, hashin. So, in other words, so if the stick was hit width-wise, in other words, if the stake, let's say, suppose, Mochia Paskebi, Behepsekleim al Rechav Agav, Chayshinon Lechut HaShedre, Lechut HaShedre, in other words, if the stake was hit this way, lengthwise, was placed, lengthwise, we're not Chayshis, but if the stick, if he hit with the stick widthwise, so then it's more likely that it resulted in a severe injury of the spinal cord. All right. Omer Rav Nachman, Beisorechem, Eim Bein Mishum, Rei, Eim Bein Mishum, Risukei Vol. Risukei Vol. In other words, when a behemoth is born, even though it came out through a very narrow womb, so sometimes there could be, if a behemoth comes out from a very narrow womb, so then it might result in a shattering of the evil. Let's say if a woman has a very narrow womb, so then the doctors are on guard when this woman gives birth to a baby to deliver the baby in a special way. Why? Because if everything is left to nature, so it might result in a severe injury of the yvon. So now here there was no doctor who attended to the behemoth as the behemoth gave birth to a baby. So one could argue, maybe we should be chayshish that there was a risk of volume. A risk of volume took place. So we don't have to be chayshish, and we don't have to wait and see whether the baby will live or not. So we take it for granted that nothing, no risk of volume took place in the baby. Omar Rovel Rav Nachman Tanya Nimsayot. Tinek B'yei Me'achot Mitamei Be'zivim. And if you are going to say that we have to be chayshish, where in any case where the womb of the mother behemo is narrow, so we have to be chayshish for this kivorim. So how does the Mishnah say? This is the Mishnah. So that is mitame bezive in every case, and we never have to be chayshish. So now there is aloche, so it's mitame bezive midrais. But there is aloche of bishiva drochim beit kimes azab. So the aloche is if someone has a discharge of zive because of a certain sickness, so then it is not mitame bezive. It is not mitam bizive. Now, if we are to be chayshish, sometimes maybe a teenage, who came out from a narrow womb, so maybe he suffered a risk of volume, so maybe that discharge is a result of this disease because of this injury that the baby, the tinik beyei, may suffer. Maybe he shouldn't be mitame mitiras vadai. And why does the Mishnah say that he's mitame any baby that is born, even on the first day, before we're able to see whether he's a healthy baby, not a healthy baby, it's the first day. So he's already mitame bizive. Maybe this discharge is due to an injury that the baby suffered, that the fetus suffered in the course of the birth. And then he's not mitamei because bishiva drochim beit kines azav. One is ein mitamei beines. The answer is no. We don't have to be chayshish. Maybe the baby suffered an injury in the internal organs, as a result of coming out from a narrow womb. So it's raya to this din that we are never chayshish. So the is out right of him shows you want me come so much as say so the more answer is no how he masking on kishi yotze der day but wait the Mishnah wants to tell us the halacha that that even a tinnik b'yemi is mitame b'zim. Tame b'zim, the Mishnah is not concerned now with other halachas, whether we have to be chayshish, maybe baby came out from a very narrow womb or not. So this can be visualized in connection with the case where the baby came out of the Ardeifen, not a cesarean baby. But the Gemara doesn't mean Dafke the Ardeifen. It doesn't have to be that Dafke the Ardeifen. Let's say, suppose a doctor examined the mother before she was in labor, and he saw that the womb was relatively wide, it was not narrow. So then it's the same thing like the Ardeifen. What the Gemara says is, the Mishnah is not concerned now here with this question. The Mishnah wants to tell us a din that even a tinnik b'yemi, the first minute after it's born, so if he has a discharge of zibe, so it's itam. So memele, we can apply this Mishnah to a case where we know that there couldn't have been any injury of the internal organs as a result of the birth. All right. There are David, al disam ubein hu ubein imei chai vein leim asher achas shemei so imei yitziyu the kaim lom sechas nide hu mayis bereish. Rashi just explains in other words how can you take out the baby through a cesarean, after all it's so painful. So he says we administer anesthesia, that's derech sam, in other words that you shouldn't have any pain. Alright, Toshma Egel shenegel biyontev, sheikh tnei biyontev. So it doesn't have a din of mukzi. Why? Because even though it didn't exist, it wasn't born, it was in the form of a fetus, ben hashmoshes. But since the mother was muchom lachile, so mele the fetus was also muchom erev yontev. So mele you can eat that egel and yontev. It's not mukzi. In other words, you can eat it on Yontef. You don't have to wait even a misles to see that the baby is well. So it's a raya that we are not chayshish for this kibbor, because if we had to be chayshish, maybe the womb of the mother of this baby had an unusually narrow womb. Sometimes it happens, and then it might result in a risk of volume of the baby. So Gemara says, "Ochaname kin shiyotzei d'ardei." In other words, well, we know that there couldn't have been any injury to the internal organs of the baby. Toshma v'shov v'inshin neilat hu meimei deskabe pcheya kabe pcheya shezem namuchon la'atzid rashi. Shov in Tanoi, the Prince Sarah's Beitzik, Abbe Freshner, Lim, Mum, Beyond. Vishov in Daphne, Isa, Bnei, Lot, Bei, Bei, Mum, Mishim, Dibuk, Zoya, Bina, Shmoshes, Machmas, Isa, Kotchim, Bechut, Avo, Bnei, Lot, Ayem, Mum, Mum, Mei, Mei, Muchen, Usha, Bnei, Sa, Meila, Dom, Mei, Mei, Oye, Muchen, Aga, Vimei, Umuter, the prayer, and Nikode, Isha, Chi, Vole, Uchen, Eila, Dari, Mum, Mei, Mei, Viro, Vishov, Bechut. In other words, if the baby, the Pro, that was born, so at birth he already had it moved. So Meile, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are both made there that it's muchon, it's not mukti. But the question is, so in other words, you can eat it immediately. But the question is, we should be cheshish for isik uvorin. Maybe the mother had a very narrow womb, so it's raya that we're not cheshish for isik uvorin. V'chitei mochanam is yotzei d'ardeifen. So d'ardeifen mikodesh. V'omar, Rabbi Yehuda and Moidoi Rabbi Shimon in kotchim shein mikodesh. Sheinu Kodesh. In other words, when is it affected to Dushas Pchor? Only if it was born. If it came out Derech Rechem, Mimei. But if it came out Derech Beifen, if it's a Caesarean, then it's not affected to Dushas Pchor. So the Gemara says, Ochem Ma'askin and Sheif Mizal Kavikark. In other words, in Chanam, that this Mishnah has reference to the case where it was born through regular birth, not through a Caesarean. But then you ask, So, but you cannot deduce from that we are never cheshish for isik uvorin. Maybe we are cheshish, but when are we cheshish for isik uvorin? If the baby did not put its hooves, its feet on the ground the moment it was born, then we are cheshish. Then we could say, the truth is that we are not, but we could say that we are chishish for his kavarim. Mashen came if the baby placed its feet firmly on the ground, so that's a raya that he didn't suffer risk of falling, because had the internal organs been shattered as a result of an injury received at birth, so then the baby would not have been able to place its hoofs solidly on the ground, firmly and solidly on the ground. Der Dave Mikodish, wie prägt mir Mumm ich auch in Dina mir, ich habe gerade Polzer nicht gabi zu leben, wo mache ich Kiol, wie ich soll auf jeden Tum mit Tare. Hose mit dieser Boye mir nicht mit der Rabbe sitzt in Dave. Aber in Kotchi mir ich in Kod. You see the Rabbon of Rabbi Shimon say that if now the Halacha is that if a mother gives birth to a son, so she is tummy 7 days, even if she doesn't eat, even if it's Yilei Yabesh. And if she gives birth to a Kiva, so she's Tmeyor 14 days, even if it's Yilei Yabesh. So that only applies to a case where the baby is born Derech Horech. But suppose a baby is born for a Caesarean, there is no Leide, so then the mother is not, even though it's a girl, so the mother is not Tmeyor 14 days. But of course, 7 days she's Tmeyor, because usually, I mean, 99% of the cases, there is bleeding too. But in Achname, if you're to be a Yalede Yabeshte, and I mean, not a lady, I mean, if she'll have a baby, it's a Caesarean, and there won't be any bleeding whatsoever, so she's not Tmeyor there. So, this is, so the Rabbonon say that she's not Tmeyor, you may too much lady. But Rav Shimon is Chelik, we don't pass by Rav Shimon, we pass by Rabbonon. Rav Shimon says that if it's a boy, so she stay or 7 days, even if it's a lady Yabeshte, and if it's a girl, so she stay or 14 days. So it is. So only Ligabe to Meslede, Rav Shimon holds. But Ligabe, Kochin, he's made it that if a prayer was born through a Caesarean, so it's not affected with Medusha's prayer. Aval in Kochin made it, she nikot Jersif, you volley, Pradley, it's a day. Hochmaskin und dann Mutter bei mir wurde ich also gewollt ich wieder gab ich Karke nie der Lame wie doch ein paar Seits auf Lame dann kann gar nicht fuller und dann mit los so in die Zwiege mein Slays like this whenever the behemoth falls accidentally from a great height from a high floor so then we are hechish for this gewollt so hechish for this gewollt so we have to observe the behemoth for 24 hours but if it stepped solidly and firmly on the ground, then we don't even have to inspect the behemoth by letting the behemoth wait for 24 hours. You can shech the behemoth immediately. If the behemoth makes steps solidly and firmly on the ground. Kein schön hilfri, sal gabi kark, nina lami yutora pas seis of lami, da mung lekamu gabi ni fulo, omdom in filoso, if it stepped with its hooves firmly on the ground in its rich on these lays. So you can shecht the behemoth yet. You don't have to wait 24 hours. All right. Ve'yom arav nach, beis amit bochayim, ein beim shum risuke yivorim, now, in all slaughterhouses, they have certain ways of enabling the behemoth to be put in a position of being slaughtered. So, in the United States, in the slaughterhouses, so they chain the behemoth, all right. But it seems that Bisman Chazal, so in order to enable the sheikha to share the behemoth, they used to throw down the behemoth from a certain height in the slaughterhouse. So, Amar Rav Nachman, Beisamit B'chayim, Ein Bein Mishimur Yisukei Yivorim. In other words, when the Kishimapilin is in the Eretz, L'sheikh Deyafilu L'mokim Goveya. Okay, I suppose that there was, on the ground, there was a very narrow floor, and there, and the sheikh had probably was standing and pulled out his hands. I suppose that's the way they did it. So there was probably a very narrow room, and that had a window to a hall, to another room, And the Sheikhet was standing at the window, and he was pulling out, and he had his chalev, that he was pulling out the chalev through the window, and then the ark, the bull, was thrown down from a certain height into that narrow room, and it fell on the floor, and then the sheikhet was sheikhet. So we should be cautious. One could argue that since it was dropped on the floor from a certain height, maybe that resulted in a risible body. So we're not cautious. Ahutuin, the Nofal, he fell in the Mizbet Machayim, but Vishtama Kol Niguchusin. So in other words, so like this, the question never arose, no issue was made, because it's a memory that based on the Chaim Mishum Resukin volume, that this memory was the basis for this practice, otherwise they wouldn't have done it. But there was one bull, so as he was dropped on the floor to be ready for Shchite, so he started to groan a lot. He started to groan with pain. So the question arose, all the other bulls, when it was gone to them, they didn't groan. But this bull, when it fell, it was dropped to the ground, to the floor, it started to groan a lot. So, all Rav Yitzchok, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marse, Shoku Mishufre Shufre. So, Rav Yitzchok, Bar Shmuel, he himself took the best portion of the meat from this bull that was slaughtered. Even though he groaned a lot as a result of the fall. Omar Amor Rabbonim in Halacha, how do you know? All right, we know. Nastam, that may some the Chaim Mishim Yisukim Rorim. But here you had a certain Reyes say it was groaning. The bull was groaning. So, Minolocho, Omar, Omar Lehoche, Omar Rav, Tzipon of Neitz, Ache Magi Alorez. Kishu Shei Alipe Kol Shom, who mischazik mitzipeinot, Ache Minifu Migeva. In other words, because when they dropped that chair, so they always stood on the tziponai, on the claws they stood. In other words, so that prevents any risk of. And this bull too, even though it groaned, but it also made a stand on the tziponai, on its claws, so that the raya, that it did not suffer any injury to the internal organs. Omar Rav Yudi, Omar Rav, Omdo in Itzricho Meisleis, B'dike Vada Baye, B'dike Vada Baye. So in other words, if let's say a behemoth fell off a certain from the roof and it stood up, but it didn't walk, so we don't have to stay unslaughtered for 24 hours. Sometimes we let a behemoth stay unslaughtered for 24 hours. But if it stood up, so mele, we don't have to be sheher 24 hours unslaughtered. But we can shech the behemoth immediately. But b'dike v'adabai. So, in other words, but after shchite, we should be baitik. Now, Omdom, I must listen to you. Shenof from an agag. We Omdom lo yolcho. In it's rich as she may say. Avo b'dike baye. B'chuda shedre. After shchite we have to inspect the spinal cord. Uvi shvir as rif tzalois. Uvi akir as chulye. We have to make sure that there was no fracture in the ribs. Veheichel lo yomdo. So the question is, so Rashi was bothered by certain difficulty. Monefshach. Even the case of Omdo, so then, so
So we still have to be Beideik. Now, if we are Beideik, so B'meilei should be Muter, even if Lo Yomdo. So Rashi says no. Rashi says no. Veichel Lo Yomdo, even if we made the Bdike and we saw that the spinal cord was not broken. So we are Cheshish for his, for Yerisa Kivorim, for a severe injury to one of the internal organs. אפילו בדקונו ונמצא שלי מאוד ריפה משום אחוות שנספר כפרוקל וכל יוסר ועם הולכו אפילו בדיק לבן. הולכו אני צריך בדיק רב חי ברעש אומר עומדים צריך חמש לייס בדיק עבד הבאי הולכו אני צריך בדיק רב חי ברעש אומר החזו וחזו צריך בדיק איבנו אף הולכו אומר אבי אמי ברעש אומר רב פושט יוד לעמיד. If it stretched out, the behemoth stretched out the foreleg to stand up, even though it didn't stand up, as long as it stretched out the foreleg to stand, so it's enough. That he, that we shouldn't require she. If the hind leg, if she stretched out the hind leg to walk, so it's also a raya, that there was no risk involved. As long as it made an attempt to stand, that in itself is a riot, there was no risk involved. So when we say that a nifulo requires bdike, so what does it mean? So we have to be beidik. When we shecht it, we saw kineged neimai, neged the intestines, we have to be vedic. Omri marzut chocham mishmir rav pope, tzrich dike kineged bizachol kolei. We have to be vedic in the whole chol aguf. So we open up the chol aguf and we have to be vedic kineged chol aguf. Omri hune marvrei, the rav nechemiel, rav ashe simoni mai. Let's say if the behemoth fell off a certain height, so after Shechita you say you have to be beidik neged chol aguf, do we also have to be beidik the simonim, the konin leveishet, to see with no injury took place in the simonim? So he says misimonim ay, so omalei simonim koshin hei neitzel nefilin. In other words, that the simonim, the konin leveishet, are too sturdy and hard, too tough to be affected by it. So you don't have to be bathing the simon. Rashi. Avri Amdom is Rashi is raised. Now Amdom is Poshto. Is Chatzk was Lamei. Hei che. Inof Nagag. Bilo Yodo. Di Yodo. Amrino Di Omdo Nafshi. Kineged Mimei. Shemo Nikra Reva Chitzeno. Nikva Daki. Kineged Kol Acholim. Shem Shfiras Chifzali. Isu Yakiras. Chulis. Simon in Bahim. Nipo Yibdike Shem Negro. Alright. Omer Avi Ude. Omer Shmuel. Now, by Behime, so we are chishish for risk of worrying if there was an accidental fall from a height. How about a fowl, an oath, that was thrown underwater? It was thrown from a great height, it was thrown upon the water. So then, do we have to be chishish for risk of worrying of the oath? If it was able, after it was thrown underwater from a great height, it was able to swim, so it's a raya that it did not suffer any risk of worrying. Because had it suffered a risk of worrying, it wouldn't have been able to swim anything at all. When do we say that if the off was able to swim underwater, so then it's a raya that he didn't suffer missing him, only if it swam upwards. So avol mil milo lemato, but if it swam downwards after it was thrown underwater from a great height, mayu dashpale. So it's the current of the water that made her go down, glide down with the current. So it's not, so maybe the dove did suffer in a risky void. And the reason as to why, and it wasn't able by on its own accord. to swim, but the current of the water made it swim. Downward. Vi mai me kaime leslen bo. Me kaime leslen bo. But if it's still water, so then in it, so even if it's mil milo limato, so it's also a raya that it didn't suffer misikipa. Vi shodet sive. Vi kadme hokadme. Hokadme. In other words, now if it swam downwards and it's not still water, so then it's no raya that there was no misikupon overtaking dog. But suppose they were twigs, logs of wood, underwater, and the off was thrown from a height, let's say underwater, here you have water, and then there were some twigs, and then it overcame the twigs, and it was able to swim downwards, in spite of the fact that there were twigs blocking it. So that's a raya that on its own accord it was able to swim, because had it swum, because of the current of the water, so then it would have been able to overcome the twigs that were placed, that were blocking its way. In other words, suppose someone throws down from a great height a bird underwater, and underwater a sheet is spread out. Underwater there was a sheet spread out. So glimim otiach chayshino. If it is spread out tightly, so then we are afraid, because maybe it is, it fell on that sheet that was spread out very, very tightly, so mainly it suffered, the off suffered a risk of falling. But loy matiach, loy chashino, we don't have to be chashish. Grime, pose al gabi, you say this babi, umotiach. Now, it's not underwater, not the sheet was spread out underwater. Let's say they were poles set up, and then a sheet was spread out on those poles, and if it was spread out very tightly, so then we are and then the off was thrown on the sheet, and if the sheet was spread out very tightly, we have to appreciate maybe as a result of falling on the sheet that was spread out very tightly, it suffered a risk of falling. But if it's not very tightly, loy chashinon, then tachas yon. Now, if we move off, ayif miyuv, loy chashinon. In other words, if the sheet was doubled, even though it spread out tightly, so then we're not chashish for it. If it fell, let's say, suppose a net was spread out bad, unposed. A net was spread out unposed. And then someone threw an off on that net, and it's very closely knotted, the net. So then, since the off fell into a net that is closely knotted, so mainly we are afraid maybe it sustained an internal injury. But suppose it was thrown on a net that was spread out on poles and it wasn't closely knotted, so then it's loy chashino.
For isikifon. Kisne diobi bitune chashino. Pishton also chviles. If it was thrown on flax that is in the form of bundles, so chashinon, because chashari kosher. But the haiki said, if it fell, the off was thrown on the side of the bundles of the flax, so then it's loy chashinon. Asurai se chashinon. asoraise, in other words, bundles of reeds. Let's say you have bundles of reeds set up upon poles, and then an oath was thrown on those bundles of reeds. So we are afraid, maybe as a result of falling on the bundles of reeds, maybe it's offered a risk of God. Now, keep the didaik vinopits. If it fell and flax that was pounded and corded, so loy chashit, because that's natural heart. Daik vinopits. But if it was pounded, flax, on which the oath fell, was pounded and wasn't corded, so chashit. Now, the Ovid Bizre, Kib di Beike Kitre, Chayshin. In other words, if it fell on something that has many, many knots, so then it's Chayshin. Dikate Chayshin. Dikatkate Loi Chayshin. Now, Dikate Neire Yeshiva Givelim, Haminorim in Apish. In other words, coarse flax. So if it fell on coarse flax, so Hashinam, because that's hard. So maybe if it was thrown from a height, and then it fell on coarse flax, since it's hard, we achishish, maybe there was a risk of falling off. Didactically, in other words, if it is refined flax, loy Hashin, nivre Hashinam, svivagodeyum, svivat kolim, yash bineise. That's hemp, I think. I mean, if it fell on hemp, that's the material out of which you make rope. That's hemp. So if it fell on hemp, but after this hemp was made into thin strips, so then it's loy chashin. So it's loy chashin. Nivre chashin. Nivre chashin. Timchet loy chashin. Nivre means coarse bark. If it fell on coarse bark, so chashin. Timchet and refined bark, loy chashin. Kitmeni hile chashin. Kitmeni hile chashin. In other words, ashes that was sifted with the sea and it became hardened into lumps. In other words, if the ashes were sifted and they became hardened into a mass lump, so then, and the off was thrown, and that is Hashino. In other words, if it wasn't hardened into lumps, the ashes, so loy chashin. Chiladak, loy chashin. If it fell, the off was thrown, and thin sand, loy chashin. But on coarse sand, is chashin. Avak trochim chashin. If it was thrown on the dust of the drochim, so is chashin. Chayshino, because that also becomes hard. Gamhu nirbash minase koshi. Tibne v'yovi bazge chayshino, straw. And the straw was made into bundles, so it's very hard, and then an off was thrown on that bundle of the straw that is hard, v'yachishish, maybe as it fell on this bundle of hardened straw, maybe it sustained. But if the straw was not made into bundles. So then we are not chayshik. And then it was thrown and fell. The rope was thrown and fell, and that's raw. So lo chayshik. Chite v'chol d'minaye chayshina. Chite v'chol d'minaye chayshik and shukoshe chayshina. If you had a whole pile of seeds, of wheat, or of rye, so that it's hard, chayshina. If the off was thrown from a height and fell on it. But stay here. We hold minaye. Sarah hold minaye chayshina. There is a girl say Sarah hold minaye loy chayshina. There are 2 years old. Commonly kidneys like rice, beans, poles. In the Mishra is a king for it. Libar min rupiye, libar min rupiye, fenugreek. So in other words, if you had a pile of fenugreek and then an off was thrown from a distance, from a height, and it fell on that pile pile of fenugreek, so we have to finish. Chitze. So, ain't maybe she will give up. Chitze, ain't maybe she will give up. It's a certain kind of a mean, I don't know what it is. Chepte, Chitze, yeh maybe she will give up. Also, a certain kind of a plant. So, I mean, the cloud is this. If it is thrown from a height and it falls on something that is very hard, so then we have to be chayshish. If it doesn't fall on something really hard, we don't have to be chayshish. Chol the mills. Kol mina de mishrek. Kol mina de mishrek. Ein be mishum risi gevor. So all the things that move away, that move away from each other, and they do not join each other, so then ein be mishum risi gevor. But loy mishrek, if they do not slip away from each other, so then it becomes hardened, a very hardened surface. So if an oak is thrown from a height and it falls on that hardened surface, then yeh mishrek is gevor. Dovuk. Suppose an oak, as it flies, he becomes glued to a certain board. Dovuk. Glued in glass, it becomes glued. We talk about it, it does cut. We eat shechino, we meet back there. We pray after my dad and eat law. So do we have to be chesish for this little worry? Or we don't have to be chesish for this little worry? Chavash eshor, amin marosea, bichat ka pedikulau pedikishore, if only one wing of the earth is glued to a board. So everybody agrees that it's muta, we don't have to pray anymore. Keep me a bit right up when it's good to do it. Man do say, Aram Alok, hey, chaneite, at all, the hope cannot keep it up. Man be sure, Aram Alok, every gentleman, alik, the gap, and the tips of the wings. The naked amre, the great gap, if it is good to go. If the bird at the time is good to the ball, is able to keep itself in the hole, so then it doesn't sustain the risk of oil. But if it's unable to keep itself in the hole, so then it's very likely that it sustains a risk of oil. I could have been an 80 that's in the Bay, where I come up, the tips, more things are in the Connor Navos, with three gabbles there. Ellen came on my own. Kosovo was there. Holy, I can't wait to get in the Jewish world, who saw this Christmas. Hanimal, there is a boy that we can meet that. Our number came on. It's a clear enough. We are ready to die in our machine. So our commitment says that we are not in the position of making decisions. Rashi is failing. Mutar is beholden. Zivar Hashem that you hear by young men. Have a good joy of your life. And not in front of the Torah Tavokhi. The whole of King. Keith and Mindy is Shidya Mitzvah. The Gemara uses that expression Sanhedrin. That if somebody has it in Torah, it's difficult in Torah, so he should try to join within a number of Talmidei Chachamim. He knows in case if Chas v'Sholem he makes a choice in judgment, so everyone will get at least the chief of the lack. Otherwise, that's emotion. In other words, so they'll share the responsibility. Not that just three Dayanim should assume the responsibility for every difficulty thought. So Rashi says he rejects the sheet of Alakhila. Now what the real sheet is that wherever something is mitabachile, only Al-Dibike, so today we cannot rely on Al-Dibike, because we don't have sufficient expertise. So Rashi is telling Alakhila, he says, true, we don't have that degree of expertise that the Talmid Chachamim years ago so possessed. For the Torah says, "Lashem tashayir ayon meim." So the Torah relies on the judgment of the dying. So Mele, we shouldn't say we don't know. We can debate. We have to debate, and we have this human responsibility. But if it has to be made, he should join all the, he should involve all the experts. The butcher is an expert on these things, so he should involve them in the debate. He shouldn't do it by himself. All right. So tomorrow, so. It's not difficult to know, eh? So we should be prepared and holding in mind up to Idma. That we didn't want to pay. Boy, you. Simon, you should be down in the car. That we didn't want to pay. So we'll start with the Hilchos Tevet. Boy, that we need to pay. You should have to pay for yourself. Now, Monday. There's Hashem, so we'll start with the scrapers of your day. And then you'll have to tell me when you want to take the trine. So you'll have to take the trine sometimes in August. I mean, you'll have to tell me, because if you want the trine should be taken, let's say around August 15th, all right. But you'll have to tell me now. I mean, I'm within the next few days, because I have to plan accordingly. Because we have to cover, yes.
When will the
Rosh Hashanah
be there in July?
Certainly all of July I'll be giving shiurim, and I might be giving shiurim 1 week or so in August, because we have to finish all the things. So it just wouldn't be right, you know, to discuss when the b'china will be given after I finish giving the shiurim. So you have to take the b'china sometimes in August, not in September. Sometimes in August, yes. So you can tell me now, I mean, if you want to take it the 8th of August, all right, the 8th of August, I mean, not before the 8th of August, because I don't think we'll be able to cover the Israelis before the 8th of August. All right. Now, Mishtabu Reif Tzal Yisrael, Tone Rabot, Elohei Reif Tzloiz, Sheish Mikan V'Sheish Mikan, V'Yachases Remikan V'Yachases Remikan. So all together, there are 22 ribs in the Hebrew. So, if both of the ribs were fractured, then the behemoth is a trade. So, what does it mean? Rov, now, if there are, altogether there are 22, so Rov is 12. So, it doesn't matter how the Rov, the 12 ribs that are fractured, where they allocate it. So, whether it is Sheish Mikan, the Sheish Mikan, in other words, six ribs on each side are fractured. So together we have 12, so the 12 fractured ribs are constituted by both sides. I mean, equally by both sides. Oh yeah, Hases Mikan, Hases Mikan. Suppose all the ribs on one side, 11 on each side, are fractured, and just one on the other side. So it's also three. Omar Zire Umechzion Kilapei Shed. Umechti on Kilapei Shed. Now, so
that when do we say it's straight there, only that the fracture took place in the head, Mechetzion Kelape Sheder, Veloy Mechetzion Tzadachosa. In other words, only if the fracture is in the posterior head of the ribs, not in the interior. I mean posterior in the sense that it's towards the Sheder, not towards interior, I mean would be towards the chest. Alright, the Rashi. Chobbeis lo is deilim sheyesh b'meyach, yesh lo medehim, yudalef mikam, yudalef mikam, v'rob shalo ahem, habi yudveis. Hochig asin enach, chesest mikam, chesest mikam, v'mechzi en klav shetre, v'bein on shiyin yishbor is ison, yudveis lo is, v'chetzi en klav shetre, v'pi sheshom chiyuson, v'lo in chetzi en tzad achosn. Omar Ule, Omar Abiech, Omar Abba Vachon, Omar Abiech, it's lois daily shayesh by meyach. In other words, that when do we say that if nishtapo ribs on the cell, it's right there only if the fractured ribs are ribs that have marrow. Not because there are certain ribs that don't have any marrow. So only the fractured ribs that have marrow. Omar Ule, Ben Zakkai Omar, Ben Zakkai says, Rashi says, Lo Yodame Man, who is this? But the same Androma Ben Zakkai is mentioned in other places too, Sanhedrin is mentioned, the Gabi Dikis. So Ben Zakkai is mentioned. But Rashi says, Lo Yodate Man. Alright, Omar Ule, Omar Ule, Ben Zakkai Omar, Nekro Bereif Tzadechot, Nishtabro Bereif Shneizdom. That if the ribs were dislocated, so it's bereiv tzadechot. In other words, each side has 11 ribs. So what would be the row of ribs of one side would be 6. And the row of ribs of both sides would be 12. So if the ribs were dislocated, so then it is a treife is of tzadechot. Only if 6 ribs were dislocated. So Rashi says, "Kibun shenekro sheishken da'in rov tzadechot treife." Avon b'nishtabo, but if it's fractured, not dislocated, so bereiv shnei tzadechot. Bereiv shnei tzadechot. So we see that the dislocation is more serious than a fracture. Because in regard to the dislocation of the ribs, so even if you have just 6 ribs that are dislocated, so it's safe. But in regard to a fracture, only if you have 12. Nekru b'rov tzadech, nishtabu rif shnei zonim. That's the zak. Rabbi Yehuda Noma, bei nekru, bei nishtabu rif shnei zonim. That even if dislocated, but see, if 6 ribs are dislocated, so it's not a safe. Only if 12 ribs are dislocated. Nekro is that echot kim shenekro shish men, and it's that echot reif. Avo bin shtabu reif trefer, ubi yitveiz. Da haine reif shneizor. Reif shneizor. Omara, nekro tzela, vichul yeim ot reif. So you have in the spinal column, so you have, it consists of the vertebrae, and then you have ribs attached to the vertebrae. I mean, on each side. So, Rav says, Nekro tzela, v'chul yeimo, if the rib was dislocated together with its vertebra, so it's there. In other words, even if one, even if just one rib, but if it's together with the vertebra, so it's there. V'chul yeimo, v'apilu achut kaya, even though the spinal column is not broken, but as long as you have a dislocation of one rib and its vertebra, so it's straight. Omole Ravkane, this Gemara is a little confusing. Omole Ravkane v'Ravaselera, nekra tzela mikam, v'tzela mikam, v'chul yekayem esmar. Suppose
that the rib on one side was dislocated, and on the other side it is dislocated, but the vertebra is intact. Is it kshero or asur or treyo? Is it kshero? Omaru, so Rav said to Rav Kamen, Rav Ase, gistere kamrite. Gistere kamrite. Now Rashi explains, gistere kamrite. Amale, boi minei, neko tzela mikan, vitzela kenegdo bechul yukayem esmar. Gistere kamrite bitmio, behemo she nipsiko behem tzioso. Atim sheyali, honi veyma nami, ki romar vere kamen lio. Now, gimore, daf papale, so the Gemara says that the Palak on the Dalek, Omar Shmuel, also Gistera Nivela. So what does Gistera mean? Gistera means, Rashi explains there, Shechot Chol Erova. Oy Bitzavor Okuno, Oy Bishetro. In other words, Gistera, the plain meaning of Gistera. Here that the Palak means, if the behemoth was decapitated. Now we chopped off the head. So then it's Nivela. It's not Rehim. It has a deal of Nivela. Did I didn't know the even though in one magazine they had the picture of a chicken that the head was chopped off and then someone said that it was still living. But it's not considered living, I mean it's not considered life. So also Gistere, so is considered mace. So there the Gemara says in regard to decapitation, in other words when the head was chopped. So then it's the behemoth, it's mace of Amish. That's halacha not only got the behemoth, that's halacha got the Odom also. I mean, that's the Mishnah always. In other words, that if someone is shochad b'shnayim or b'shnayim, if the simonim were cut in a human being, so as long as he's mipacha, he has a din of a chay l'chol dovo, he can even give a get to his wife. But if the head was chopped off, then it's a din of a mess. It's a din of a mess. And the movements, the locomotion that you can detect in a human being or in a behemoth that was decapitated, so it's considered like the movements of his naval toy. His naval toy, it's not considered living. So that's Gistere Dafkopal. But Rashi says that Rav, in explaining Rav's answer to Rav Kan and Rav Ase, so he says that in the case where the neko tzela mikan, v'chul yokayemes, omalu, gistere kamrite, bitmio, behemo shenitiko b'emtzioso, ade sheali, honivelo namai, kidome v'rekame. But v'rekame, so the aloch of gistere means decapitated. I mean, the head was chopped off. But here it's something else. I mean, just that there was a dislocation of both ribs. So that's also Gistere, and it's Nevela. That's also Gistere, and it's Nevela. So, this is what Rav said. So the Gemara has the Kashe. In other words, so what was the answer of Rav? That it's not only Treyip, it's Nevela. Mechai. So the Gemara has the Kashe, but Rav Nami Gistere Kama. Monefshech. If you say that when it is the Tzelamikam, was neko. So then it's considered as a gistere. And it's nevele. So why does Rav say that neko tzela vichuli imo? It's only treife. No, it should be nevele. Because if the tzela and the chuli and the vertebra were dislocated, so nevele the other tzela is also moved away from its place. Because you have both sloes are attached to the vertebra. But if the one tzela and the vertebra is dislocated, so maybe the other tzela is also moves away, is also dislodged. So maybe it should also be nevele, and Rav says that it's only. Vorav name, gistre koma. So the Gemara says, ki koma Rav, tzela v'loichu. When does Rav say that, that nekro tzela? V'chuni imo istreife, but not the vele, that is if only the tzela was dislodged, was dislocated. But the chuli not. And in your name, if the tzela and the chuli completely will be dislocated, so then could be the vele, not the vele. So the Gemara says, kashe, what tzela v'chuli koma? Rav says explicitly, nekro tzela v'chuli imo, not just nekro tzela treife, but only nekro tzela v'chuli imo treife. The treife tzela v'chuli koma, so imo in the teret, tzela v'chotzi chuli. In other words, when Rav says nekro tzela v'chuli imo treife, it means that the tzela was nekro completely, and half of the vertebra, so it was nekro with it. But the other half was not Necker. So then it is treive, but not nevele. But if it was Necker, the tzela in the whole chul, in the whole vertebra, then it's in nevele. Let's see the Rashi. Vorav nami gistrei koma, v'chil Necker tzela v'chil imwa, v'tzela sh'chenek v'nishmetes, v'nof lo, v'kol rav treive, but nevele nah, v'chot z'chuli. V'atzela sh'chenek do, v'chuber z'yove, v'chot z'chuli ekalem, then it's not Giska. So you more ask the Kasha now, Michlau, the Rav Kamen, the Rav Ase, Tzela, below you call the other. Michlau, the Rav Kamen, the Rav Ase, Tzela, below you call the other. Because Rav Kamen, Rav Ase said, Nekro Tzela Mikam, the Tzela Mikam, the Chuli Kayemes. So that means only both slois. Woneka, but the chuli, the vertebra, remained intact. So but still the omalu gistrei kamdu. So that means that Rav said, Rav implied, even in respect to the case where just the both slois woneka, but the chuli, the vertebra, remained intact. So even that is nevele, not only treive and nevele. And how can that be? But But how can that be? Vomarule, ben zakayoma, nekro berei tzadechon, nishtabro, berei, shnei tzdodi. So nevele, it has to be, so berei shnei tzdodi. So when is a treife? Only when you have 12. I mean six, like, according to the Zakai, six. Nekro is six, and according to the Yechanan, so it has to be 12. But anyway, but two certainly not. Is not even treife. Two, only six, or maybe six according to one another, or 12. 12 ribs are dislocated. But when you have just the two tzlois, then certainly not. It's not even treife. And here, Rav implying that it's more than treife, it's nevele, just when two are dislocated. How can it be? Can it be? Omalov, hosom ze shaloi kinegetze, ocheze kinegetze. So, in other words, when do we say that we must have at least a dislocation of six, or maybe according to 12, and if you have less than six, so it's even shero. That is, if the six are not zekenegeze, one is higher, one is lower. So then, only if you have a dislocation of six. But if you have a dislocation of two, and they are not zekenegeze, then it's in shero. It's not in treif. Mashenke, if the two that are dislocated are zekenegeze, so then even with two, not only six, it's asura. And asura are the score of nevele, not just treif. So the Gemara is the kashe. V'omar Rabbi Yechanan, v'reif shnei tzdodim, u'v'reif shnei tzdodim. Rabbi Yechanan says that even when you have a dislocation, so you have to have 12. And in order to have 12, you must have one set of ribs that is accurate there. Otherwise, it's impossible to have 12 dislocated ribs because you have 11 on each side. So you cannot have 12 dislocated ribs without having at least one pair of Zeki Negative. Why is it called? The literal meaning of Buchne Vasise means mortar and pestle. I mean, it means because the vertebra, it really consists of three parts, each vertebra itself. So it's called a mortar and pestle. But what it means is, Hosom Buchne Veloy Asise. In other words, when do we say that only, when does Rabbi Yochanan say only if it has 12 dislocated ribs? The 12 dislocated ribs. And he, so then it's asur or mitzatreim. But if it's less than 12, then it's kshero. And even if it has 12, it's still not available. It's only treim. And that means if it has 12 dislocated, so obviously you have one pair of ribs that is acting as that. So even in such a case, when you have altogether 12 and one pair of ribs that can get there, so it's not even, it's not available yet. It's not available. That is, if you only have dislocated ribs without any dislocation of any part of the vertebra. So that's called buchne veloy asise. Hoche buchne ve asise. Buchne asise. When did Rav say that it's not just a sur on the score of treife, but it's a sur on the score of nevele, when you have two ribs dislocated, and part of the vertebra is also dislocated. What does it mean? It means, in other words, that you have one on one side, you have a dislocated rib with a miktas of the vertebra dislocated, and on the other side you also have a dislocated rib with the miktas of the vertebra also dislocated, but in the middle of the vertebra is intact. So then if you have two ribs dislocated and each rib is also it carries with it a dislocation of part of the vertebra on the side, even though in the middle it's intact, so then Rav said it's gisner. So when Rav Kan Rav Asi said nekra tzelamikam vitzelamikam v'chule kayemes, what is v'chule kayemes? In the middle it is kayemes, but it carried with it a dislocation of part of the vertebra on each side, but in the middle it's kayemes. So then it's gisner. Now let's see the Rashi.
Of ribs, zekin egetze, bavloche baye uber mitrefe, because we begot over mitrefe. The bishlein in Korab is out of Aitor, Geraf Zellan, Kulakulikoma, Vinu Boy made Zellan Zas, Kulikam, Vichemikam, the Toshakuli Kayemes, our Ashley is the Rab, Zellan Hotekulikoma, Vinal Koha, Zellan Kulikomele, Vikoma Lualo Easter Kam, Kashi Hotekabiakan, Shane, Hosom Rafkan Rabase, Buchnevasis, Kilima Zellan Zas, Kuli. So tell out Tazkhoy. So in other words, so would tell out Tazkhoy we can, we tell out Tazkhoy we can. And in the middle, the Khoy is Kayemes. So then, that was the case in regard to which Rav Kan Rav Asi inquired from Rav. And Rav says, it's in the veil. But Rav Yechanan, when he says that we must have 12, and when it has 12, so it must necessarily have Tzelamikam, Tzelamikam also dislocated. Rav Yechanan, Tzelamikam, Tzelamikam, Yoche, Wir haben keine Rabasse, zahle auf das Feuer am Heim der Rab, wo es man immer noch hat den Namen teuer. Und meinte, wer die Karte? Ach, sie sind. Chur, schäme Chulie, schatze aber Tochu, Tochu. Heim der Chotze Chulie. Ora. So die Gimorre says, wie hoche Heim der Rab. Heim der Rab. So long way. So Rab says that, when the Tzela and part of the Chulie were dislocated, so then it's Asur. So why? So even if only one rib is dislocated, but it's together with part of the Chulie, so it's Asur, Allah has come with Hamo, if both ribs are dislocated. And each rib on each side carries with it a dislocation of part of the vertebra. So it's certainly Asur. So why do we ask? Why do we ask? So Yochai and Rav, so the Gemara says, Lo Yishmir Yodira. They didn't know, they didn't hear Rav's memory that even if just one rib with part of the vertebra are dislocated, so and the other part of the vertebra, the other part of the vertebra is intact. So even in such a case, it's as well. They didn't hear that memory of Rav. So they didn't know of this memory of Rav. So Memele, they had a suffix. They had a suffix even in regard to two ribs being dislocated, and each rib carries with it a dislocation of part of the vertebra, but in the middle it's intact, whether it's kshayona will be boimenei kiderai someone efshach. If they didn't hear Rav's memory, why did they only inquire in connection with the case where both vertebras are dislocated and they carry with it a dislocation of part on each side, a dislocation of part of the vertebra, and in the middle the vertebra is intact. So let them inquire about the case where just one rib and part of the vertebra are dislocated. Why don't they ask in regard to the case of Rav? They didn't hear that Rav made a memory in regard to that case, but why didn't they inquire about that case? They decided to inquire in regard to a case that they will know the answer to both. Actually, Rav Kana Rav Asse didn't know the answer to the case of Rav either. They didn't know. So in other words, they didn't know the answer to the case. They had a suffix in regard to the case where one rib and part of the vertebra are dislocated. But they decided they will inquire in regard to the case where both slois are dislocated. And miktsas mikan of the chulye and miktsas mikan of the chulye are also neka. But in the middle, the chulye is intact. So, riboyim echode, riboyim echode. And once they hear the answer of Rav in regard to this case where both slois are neka, together with the miktsas of the chulye on each side, so they will know an answer to both cases. Because if they had inquired in regard to the case where one cella and part of the vertebra are dislocated, so then they felt they wouldn't get an answer to all their slaves. Because they didn't know what Rav will say. They hadn't heard of Rav's memory in regard to the case of cella and mitzas chulyeimo. They hadn't heard Rav's memory. So they decided it's not advisable for them to inquire in regard to the case of Tzela Gubtzas Chuli because they don't know what Rav's answer will be. So Bishleim, if Rav's answer will be that it's Treife in regard to the case of Tzela Gubtzas Chuli Imo, just one Tzela Gubtzas Chuli Imo was Neka, is Treife, so then they would know an answer that if both slaves are Neka, together with Ktsas Chulye, they certainly treife. If one Tzela, together with Ktsas Chulye, is Neka, is treife, Allah has come on the Hamo, both Tzlois with Ktsas Chulye. So, is treife, is Asur. Goes without. But, they weren't sure what the answer of Rav would be, since they haven't heard Rav's memory. So they anticipated the possibility that Rav might say, in regard to the case of one Tzela, with Ktsas Chulye, that is Kshero, so they wouldn't know any answer in regard to the case of both Zlois and Ksas Chulye Imoen. So because of that, but he knew he was going to be coaching Tati, and he was going to be coaching Tati. So anyway, they decided it's not advisable for them to inquire about the case of Achas Uptzasvoye, because then maybe the answer would be that it's Kero, so they still wouldn't know what the answer would be in regard to both lawyers being there. So they decided that it's better to inquire from Rav in regard to the case who are both lawyers, and with Tzasfulye, so Aneka. So then they would know an answer in regard to the case of one Tzara being Neka. How would they? So the Gemara has a Kashi, how would they know? So it says, why was that better? Because even in this case, they couldn't be sure that they'll have an answer for both cases. Because they didn't know what Rav would say. They asked him. They didn't know what Rav would say in regard to one Tzala being Neka. They didn't know what Rav would say in regard to two Tzloys being Neka. So why was it better for them to inquire about the case of both Tzloys being Neka? Why? Because if the answer would be that even the case were both lawyers with part of the Chulia being Nekar Shiro, one Tzala with part of the Chulia being Nekar Shiro. Coach for them. So, but they didn't know. Maybe Rav would say in regard to both lawyers being Nekar that it's Reife, so they still would not know the Aloche in regard to the case where one Tzala and part of the Chulia is Nekar. So why did they decide that inquiring about the case of both lawyers is better than inquiring about the case of one son? They still wouldn't know. They couldn't be sure that they would have an answer for everything. Because in case Rav would say in regard to both that it's treife, but they still wouldn't know what Rav would say in regard to the case where one son and tzasfuye is treife or kshere. So Gemara says no. Chavkan and Rav Asseh felt they were convinced that once they asked the Shaila in regard to the case where both Tzlois and Mikzas of the Chulye is Neka, so then they'll have an answer not only in regard to the case of both Tzlois, but in regard to the case of one Tzalato. Why? Sabre, Inke, Mirta, Koroda, Chode, Treif, Etarte, Miboye. Not only they'll have an answer. They'll have an answer not only from the words spelled out by Rav, but the way he'll say the words, whether he'll give the answer calmly or he'll give the answer with anger, so they'll know an answer for both cases. Why? Because if they ask him if they present their shayla in regard to the case of Tutzlois and Mikzas Chulye, and in the middle the Chulye is intact, so then they are sure of having an answer for every case. Because Manushka, if he'll say that in regard to the case where the case of Tutzlois being Neka with part of the Chulye being Neka, so if the answer by Rav will be that in the case of Tutzlois being Neka it is Kshero, then they'll certainly have an answer that in the case of one Tzala and part of the Chulye it's Erbicher. But even if we assume that the answer of Rav in regard to the case of both Tzlois is that it is straightforward. It is straightforward. They'll have an answer for the case where one Tzala being Neka. Why? Because it all depends how he answers straightforward. Now the Shaila is presented in regard to the case of both Tzlois being Neka. And then if Rav will say straightforward calmly, so then they'll know. If he says treifa calmly in the case of Tutzlois, that implies that in the case of one Tzala being Neka it's Kshero. But if Rav will say asuro with excitement, so they don't know. Why is Rav excited? There's no reason as to why Rav should be excited. He was asked the shayla. So the answer is that it's treifa. So he can say it calmly. So if Rav will say asuro with excitement, it'll be a raya that Rav holds that even the case of one Tzala being Neka with part of the Chulye being Neka, so it's Asura. So that's why he's excited. That's why he says in the case of two, it's Asura. Because
because he feels that even the case of one tzala b'neka with part of the chulia b'neka with them, so it's a sore. So that's why he answers that in the case of two b'neka, it's a sore with excitement. So that's why they decided to present the shayle in regard to the case of two tzlois b'neka, not in regard to the case of one tzala b'neka. So the Gemara asks, but you see that he didn't become excited. And he didn't decide. So the Gemara says, in other words, the excitement by Rav was not an emotional excitement. It was an intellectual excitement. The way Rav answered, Gistoy Kamlet, in other words, what are you talking about? I mean, this Shaila shouldn't even be presented to me. So that was the excitement of Rav. So they did have an answer. In other words, from the way Rav answered, his answer was affected with an intellectual excitement, not an emotional excitement. In other words, when someone is emotionally excited, so then it manifests itself in losing his temper. But when one is intellectually irritated, so he doesn't lose the temper. But he presents the answer in such words that they understand. In other words, and what was his answer? Gister Gamlet. What are you talking about? The case of a dislocation of two ribs, Zekinegetze, with mixas of the vertebra, Nitzai, also being dislocated. So there it's in Nevele. It's in Nevele. So that means, but in the case of one rib, with part of the vertebra being dislocated, so then it's Nevele. Now let's see the taste face. But this is Yoche Haim the Rav. So Tesis explains it. Love the Rav Mamash. The Ayin the Rav loved history. What do you mean Yoche Haim the Rav? Because Rav is referenced when Rav said Nekotzela Bechulim or Treifen, not Bevele. So he's referenced to the case where one rib was dislocated and together with it part, half of the vertebra. And the other half remained intact. So they are its treife. But this case where both ribs, together with part of the vertebra, being dislocated, so it's not just treife, but it's nevele. So it's not mamish, hainid rab. Lav the rab mamish. Dahid the rab, lav gister. In the case of one chulia being neka, together with part of the vertebra, it's not gister, it's not nevele, but it's treife. We did do for the case of both slois, both ribs, and zekinegetze, being dislocated, together with part of the vertebra on each side, so they are it's more than three bits of daylight. In other words, since in the case of one rib being dislocated together with part of the vertebra, it's three, so in the case of two ribs with part of the vertebra being dislocated, so it's three. It's three. Now, I mean, this Gemara, can be explained. I mean, why the Gemara says that they decided to present the Shaila in regard to two ribs, even though they didn't know the Aloche in regard to the case of one rib. Because if they will present the Shaila in regard to two ribs, so from the answer they will know an answer. From the way Rav will formulate his answer, they'll have an answer not only to the case of two ribs, but to the case of one.